May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My sermon today is adapted from a sermon by Episcopal priest Jim Friedrich. Three of the Gospels end with the story of the resurrection and the various appearances of Jesus after the resurrection. There are different ones in each Gospel. They end with the hope and joy and relief of the risen Christ returned. Only Luke goes on from there to tell another story, the story of Jesus' ascension. The resurrected body of Jesus disappearing into the clouds while the disciples stand there gaping. How could Jesus, returned from the dead, leave them once again? Luke tells us that Jesus didn't come all this way only to leave us behind. His physical absence creates an emptiness which God can fill with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Luke tells the story of the ascension because it is necessary to begin his next story, which tells of how Jesus continues to be present in the community. And Luke tells it twice. He ends his gospel with the ascension story, complete with Jesus telling his disciples to be his witnesses, to tell his story and proclaim forgiveness of sins to all the nations. The story of the ascension in the Gospel of Luke is the end of the story of Jesus. And if you notice, it kind of summarizes. You know, remember that in the scriptures, the Messiah must die and be raised from the dead. It's kind of like, this is what happened in the story you just read. And then Luke tells that same story again. That was our first lesson. At the beginning of the book of Acts. Many people have said that the eighth verse of the book of Acts, which are the words of Jesus to his disciples, contain a summary of the whole book of Acts. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So here, the story of the ascension is the beginning of the story of the believers becoming the body of Christ in the world. Father Friedrich writes, "It may take time to recognize the way Christ's body will look the next time we see him. It may look like a homeless man pushing his cart down the sidewalk, the exhausted mother carrying her baby, the victims of disaster and war on our televisions. It may look like the face in the mirror, or the ragtag band sharing bread and wine on a Sunday morning. It may look like the whole world. If the incarnate one had clung to the body of a first century Jewish male, God could never have become the rest of us. Without that body to keep us fixated on past appearances, we learn to see Christ everywhere. The absence following the ascension creates an emptiness which God can fill with a new, expanded body. Our lives then can be filled with Christ as in the words of St. Patrick's prayer, Christ before us, Christ behind us, Christ under our feet. Christ within us, Christ over us, let all around us be Christ." Father Friedrich concludes with this story. "I read a story in the Christian Century magazine about a regional gathering of Lutherans that happened to fall on Ascension Day. The planning committee was trying to think of ideas for the liturgy, and someone suggested blowing out the Paschal candle, the Christ candle, after the ascension story was read. The Paschal candle, Friedrich tells us, is first lit at the Easter vigil. A cantor sings, 'The light of Christ,' and everyone responds, 'Thanks be to God.' This great candle then burns as a symbol of the risen Christ at every liturgy throughout the 50 days of Easter, ending with Pentecost Sunday. To blow it out at the Ascension would certainly be dramatic, but to make such a literal representation as if the Easter presence were somehow being extinguished would not only be a little depressing, but also very misleading. Jesus did not vanish like smoke, never to return. Jesus came again in the fire of the empowering Spirit. And in the meantime, in that space between the Ascension and Pentecost, between Jesus rising and the disciples receiving the Spirit in tongues of flame, that time of absence and waiting, which I think every believer knows all too well, there is room to discover the new ways that Christ is manifested in our life together as the community and the communion of God's friends. And what about those Lutherans? What did they finally decide to do in that liturgy, says our Episcopal brother? The Paschal candle was indeed extinguished after the reading of the gospel. But before this happened, just when the reader finished, a dancer entered, moving among the people with a collection of hand candles, lighting them one by one from the Paschal candle and offering them to each of the worshipers. Once everyone had a lighted candle, the dancer bowed before the Paschal candle and put it out. The smoke rose up and disappeared in the air, but the room remained full of light as all those little flames flickered in the hands of the people. The light of Christ was not something they had watched disappear. The light of Christ was something they themselves had become. If you want to see Jesus, friends, don't stand looking up at the heavens. Just look around right where you are. We are the light of Christ. We are all a part of this new body of Christ, empowered by the Spirit and sent out to be witnesses to God's love. Thanks be to God. Amen.